I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. After 1 month of being back on my island of San Tuan Tao, the inspiration is here to share a brief message with all of you. I'm actually sitting out in the rain next to the ocean under a camouflaged covered tarp with my two sweet dogs that I share with friends. They're actually my friends' dogs. So they might start barking at some point. But the message I'm inspired to share is an affirmation that keeps coming up for me. And the affirmation is, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. And I invite you to repeat these words with me. Everything is always working out for me. And now, if you didn't before, to repeat them out loud. Everything is always working out for me. And hopefully, as you say the words, you're smiling. Feel the smile, feel the truth in the words as we realize together how, even in the midst of our great despair, when we're not sure how something will work out, if we'll be able to move on or manage a situation that feels insurmountably difficult, this is an affirmation that is only meant to remind you of your strength and our collective strength. And in this moment, there is a deep love within that is spreading out to all those in need of this hope, to the Ohana in Maui. I send aloha and love to my friends and family in California, where there is this once in a generation hurricane happening. As long as we know collectively that everything is always working out, even in the midst of loss, we find strength, we find support, we find healing, we find love. We realize that what is lost is never truly lost. It transforms. And so as we recognize the transformation, we become empty, 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 empty of all of our worries and sorrows and stress. And we make space for the new. They're the protective dogs. Someone far in the distance. We make space. Okay, obrigado. Calma, calma. We make space for the new. We release all that is not serving us. We find strength in our grief. And we only take the next step that's required. And in taking those next steps, the way is made. But as you step out into that uncertain future, I hope that you will keep this affirmation close at heart, that everything is always working out for me. And know that also everything is always working out for the highest good. And the things that we might have prejudged as being terrible may provide a new path, a new source of protection. I think of this tarp that I'm sitting under. There was a moment in time when I thought it was horrifying and that it messed up the natural beauty of the space surrounded by rocks made from lava. And I thought, oh, why was this tarp added? These poles are a bit of an eyesore. But now I'm sitting under this tarp and I'm protected from the rain. And I feel gratitude that I'm able to be out with the dogs by the ocean, writing haiku, reminiscing on this amazing month, while also recognizing that two things can be true at once. That I can feel all of this love and then recognize there's a great need for love. That there are other parts in the world, other persons, other situations that need love, and I can simultaneously feel love and share love and feel in my heart that everything is always working out for me and for the highest good. And I remind myself not to prejudge a situation, not to get too far ahead of myself in worries and fears and stress about how something may or may not work out. I remember that my responsibility is only to this moment, to make the best decision that I can with the information that I have in this moment. And that the way is made from a culmination of these moments. And so I release my stress and my worry. I recognize that there is a power that is even forming and guiding these waves. So why wouldn't I believe that there's that same power that is forming and guiding me? And so I release my worries and recognize that everything is always working out for me. And I rest in gratitude and I feel safety and protection from that knowingness. And I hope in my heart of hearts that you feel it too. And that you're guided to rest your attention in your heart space, to feel your heart open, to feel love and light. Know that this is unchanging. This is constant. This love is constant. This love is what you truly are. And so, giving and receiving love is just as natural as breathing. And as we do this, we embrace the moment of now, and we find the courage in this love to recognize the joy in the present moment, the love in the present moment, the freedom in the present moment. In and as this love, you are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. I thank you so much for your support of my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. And I hope that the sound of the wind and the waves, and yes, even the dogs, invite you to be in this moment of now, feeling deeply and truly that everything is always working out for you, because, my dear one, it is true. I send you love. I send you light. I haven't had my morning tea, but that's all right. And I will have a moment of just the waves for you. And I invite you to close your eyes for just a moment and let the sound surround you and bring you to a state of peace. Breathing deeply, let go and be free. Know that you are free. Namaste.